This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Australia, around summertime, there's awful lot of funnel webs that come out in the heat.
Yeah.
And I know that makes you a little bit nervous, but right now we're joined by Dan Rumsey, who's probably got the coolest job title in the world as head of reptiles at the Australian Reptile Park. Good morning, mate.
Morning, guys. Thank you. Yes, I am very lucky.
Hey, listen, man, my son walked in yesterday with a dead redback. I had sprayed my house. I freaked out and told him to drop it. He's absolutely fascinated with spiders. Just how dangerous are the funnel webs and redbacks this summer season?
Yeah, potentially. And that's why, particularly when you have young children, awareness and education is the key. If you can teach your kids to stay away from spiders as much as they possibly can, and that goes the same for snakes, but the Sydney funnel web spider, particularly the males, they're six more times more toxic than the female funnel webs, so they can potentially be a deadly spider. So when you're dealing with spiders in your backyard, the best thing to always do is to leave them alone. You've got to remember, with spiders, they're very shy creatures. They don't really want to be around humans. They only try to defend themselves. That's the only reason they bite.
So how do we know if we do have a spider bite and not an ant bite, for instance?
Yeah, that's good. So you usually get a fairly strong inflammatory response. And then I guess, too, you just want to observe how your body's reacting. Your body reacts very differently from a spider bite to an intense, really immediate kind of ant bite, which will be painful for a short period of time, but then the symptoms will fall away from then.
Hey, listen, I remember as a kid cleaning the pool and having to fish out some of the spiders that were on the bottom. And I thought the funnel webs can actually spend a bit of time underwater without dying. Is that right?
Yeah, just a short period of time they can. A lot of spiders can actually, you'll find, in water. So being around your pool area, it's not just spiders. Sometimes you'll come across snakes in the pool as well.
So if you do find yourself either like face-to-face with a snake or a spider and you realise you've been bitten, what's your first response?
Okay, for snake bites and spider bites in Australia, the first thing is apply first aid. So obviously you want to contact your local ambulance as well, so call 000. If you're a child, obviously notify your closest adult or guardian, and then apply the first aid, so which is a pressure bandage. So when you're applying the bandage, you want to go from the bite site and then all the way up the limb, and you want to use the same amount of pressure you'd use on a sprained wrist or ankle.
Okay, now look, you're getting to play with snakes and spiders every day, and I'm assuming that you do it in a really safe way. How are you keeping yourself protected?
Yeah, we do. We do come into contact with a lot of some of the world's most venomous snakes and, of course, spiders as well. But we follow a lot of strict safety procedures. All our guys are highly trained. It's a very, very long process. Obviously, on your first day, you don't start wrangling taipans. It takes a lot of experience, and we try to do it as safe as we possibly can. The work we do here, particularly with the spiders and the snake, it's life-saving work. You know, 300 people every year receive snake bite antivenom, and that is the start of that process starts here at the Australian Reptile Park, and that's that first contact with the snake. Extracting that raw venom is the most dangerous part of the whole procedure.
Now, Dan, do you have some friendlier snakes and some angrier snakes in your collection?
Yeah, I've always said there's two types of snakes, one that'll bite you, the other one that won't. You tend not to get too much in between. And we definitely have some snakes that are really, really friendly, and we use those snakes for public interactions and encounters, and it's really a great way of the old attitude that the only good snake is a dead snake. Look, we're seeing the end of that, hopefully,
yeah.
And people are starting to appreciate snakes much, much more than they did probably 20 or 30 years ago. And I think coming into the zoo and being able to touch a snake, pat a snake, and learn about them and understanding that they're not naturally manhunters or anything like that, as long as you leave them alone, snakes will always leave you alone.
And they're not slimy, so that's good.
No, they're definitely not. That is the first thing most people say when they touch a snake is, oh, that didn't feel what I thought it was going to feel like. They're not slimy. They've got a very smooth, dry texture. I think they feel great, but I'm probably a little bit weird. So.
Hey, Dan, well, hey, you know what? We celebrate greatness in all sort of strange and weird forms this morning on The Brekkie Show. So thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
Anytime. Thanks so much, guys. Have a lovely day.